Welcome everyone to Freedom Friday. That's right, it's your girl Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition brought to you by Caribbean Radio Show. That's right, CRS is the knowledge station. We want to thank the brothers and sisters down there in Jamaica for providing this platform for Freedom Friday to come to you every week, giving you sassy solutions, helping people start LLCs, and sharing business brands. I am Queen Sunny Honey, and today we are going to talk about, that's right, Black men and LLCs. Get ready, get ready. If you are not a member of our Patreon, join up now for exclusives. People who join get an opportunity to decide who those LLC grants go to. You also get inside information on designing your own LLC from start to limitless blessings of opportunities. So go on over to our Patreon. Check us out. Don't forget to hit us up at CRS on Facebook. Like and share. Today, we would like to talk about all the magnificent opportunities Black men have to start LLCs. Just last night, I had an opportunity to talk with the Black Men's Empowerment Collective that is here abroad. Of course, all of you know that I'm big on Black women's empowerment. So to sit down with the Brotherhood has been something that I am honored to do every year. And I tell you, last night, people, six LLCs were born from brothers who are living abroad, beautiful Black men, aspiring to leave a legacy for their children that will be different. The chance to sit back and hear the testimonials of Black men and how they got over to the Middle East, how they left the military, and decided that whatever was here was far better than what history had shown for other men to go back to America. Patreon exclusive. So join up as low as $3 a day. You can get that information as well as direct connection on how you can come on over and become an independent contractor. How opportunities for having a passport and the limitless blessings of access to resources globally are right there on Patreon. So check us out. Yes, the testimonials, you'll get to see some videos of couples getting their LLCs. So you and Bae can sit down and just do everything step by step. Pause the video. You will get an opportunity to see amazing exclusive videos of Black men who have been overseas over 10 years. In fact, Bro Rob, shout out to you and Gina out there. He has actually been in the Middle East in a country called Kuwait for 16 years. Amazing. As they say out there, mashallah. Tune in to hear how, why, and what he does for a living. All the tips that I mentioned week after week about living tax-free. And see, you're able to take that money that you're not giving back for taxes, flip it, street mode, LLC, and allow that phone of yours, yes, that device that you hold, the same thing that Bill Gates and everyone else use to run a company, you too have the power. My mother had a tendency to say back in the day, ain't no secret, but God can do what he's done for others, he'll do for you. So if you are someone that has been in a season of just having things written down on the pages in notebooks and just saying, I'm ready, get that notebook out now. Get that pen and paper, because we're going to always give you the sassy solutions. That's what Queen Sunny Honey is here to do, baby. Get your name for your brand. These Black men out here, you have a name taken. You have a name given. Sometimes your name could be Gerald. We could call you Peanut. your rap name could be something else. Well, take that opportunity to get your business, brand yourself, know your value. There are black men all over the world, whether there are American black men living abroad, brothers that are living in the States, Jamaican brothers who are running their own Jamaican castor oil business, sea moss business, connecting to the people who are back home. If you know you are a black man and you have friends in the Caribbean islands and you have this information and access to what whole health, prosperity means for our people, you should be compelled to get an LLC. Reach out to the brother in Jamaica that got that good sea moss. With people manipulating everything else when it comes to a health crisis, black men, I hold you accountable today to say you are divinely connected to the source and to us as women, your sister, your queen, the black woman. There is nothing that is holding you back from getting your LLC. If you see your brother doing it and you want to tag along, learn the journey. There has to be a black male collective for accountability. One of the things I love about being abroad and seeing, you know, us in our essence is seeing a raw truth. Oftentimes I go down the street and there's someone, no matter where I am in the world, and he's not with a woman who is black. I feel like, why don't you still say hi? Where's this look of embarrassment coming from? And last night, sitting with the Black Male Collective, it was so amazing to hear men hold each other accountable, sit in the face of not like minds, but sit in the face of the brothers who go outside the race and say, hey, man, still speak to me. Or sit in the presence of someone and say, hey, if we're in Milan in Syria, and you walk by someone who looks black, I'm going to speak to you, man. Let's not do this. I am holding all of you men through this process, whether or not you're doing an LLC, for your own black male collective accountability. You know you can be hens the same way the women can. And you see that this is self-healing when we are honest with one another. The topic of controversy is not about dating outside of the race. It is about when you as a people, or I myself, if anything is wrong or in error, it's the greeting part. It's the acknowledgement part. It's not the race part. It's a simple hello when we walk by each other. Why? Because at the end of the day, when you become this boss, when you run your LLC and have your brand, everyone is your customer. Move out of your way. Hold each other to this male accountability. I don't care if you're going to use Cardi B's husband Offset as the hero. Well, just know that when it comes down to business, there is a karmic debt as well as a financial debt that will be paid for all the seed. So take what you have, that seed, my brother, and be accountable for it. Make a legacy that you're giving your children LLCs. How amazing will that be for you to wake up knowing if you got 5 kids, 3 baby mamas, all of them are set up divinely by the age of 18 to have both personal and business credit? That's male accountability. That's your entire collective of knowing that what you have been divinely blessed with, brother, you are ensuring that that generation does not grow up to say, I'm looking for a plantation. That's right. The plantation represents those job applications out here begging someone else for a salary, having more debt, not the good debt, but all of the life things that come of necessities and not being able to afford, but getting up to that plantation, that 9-to-5. And allowing that thing that you pass on to be that rather than an LLC. So let's get into it. Did you know that for $50, in some states you can start an LLC for $50. Did you know that in all states in the United States, for less than the cost of a pair of Michael Jordan shoes, you can start an LLC. That's right. There is no excuse. It is okay for you to look good on the outside, but let's add balance in the season to what's really good on the inside of your wallet, of your mind, of your heart when it comes to being that black male, having that LLC, being a boss, boss up. One of the things that men, women, and everyone out there knows about is this word called copyright. And that's the reason why we're having this show today. Copyrights, trademarks. See, brothers, you have been walking around as kings holding a lot of information, very important. And someone, like my father would say, the only thing them boy ever create was the patent office. That's the onlyest thing them boy ever create. So that's my father's quote. With that being said, and knowing that there is a shift in the paradigm, knowing that the chess set and the pieces are properly placed in a way that now it takes a copyright, a trademark, to protect what? You. Secure what? Financially, your bag. So, brothers, reach out to your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. When you are ready, go to the website, do your research. Googling God is out there. Your coach, your information lines up with the skill set that you have. Copyright it. And hey, don't go out there all willy-nilly, because I love to read the small print. So a lot of times when people are doing copyrights and trademarks, they're wasting a whole lot of money. And then they're like, well, they're charging this. How come it's so? Yeah, because when you know the system to do it yourself. If you only knew all of the lies that you had been told for so long, that the journey would be so easy. And nothing that Queen Sunny Honey is sharing to the people out here is something that I'm not practicing in my life. It's something that I haven't seen great black men, women, and people of all races use. The blueprint. The blueprint and the design was the LLC. And I sat back and I watched people benefit. Not as human beings getting up, going to a plantation, but those who still work every day. But the greatest thing, brothers and sisters, is knowing that there is an increase outside of the required 9-to-5 that's increasing, that has a season, but yet is still there. That is a definition of something called an asset. It's when you have something added more and more, just more love, more currency. It is not the liability that takes away. It is the prayer that I get up every day and I'm so grateful, smiling and no one knowing. And hey, you never know when your salary from your LLC starts kicking in higher than the one on the 9-to-5, and you can reduce those hours and begin to wean yourself. That is the result and the consequence for that Black Male Accountability Collective, that sister collective that we have amongst ourselves. That is the mission, to open up the journals of work, the bodies of work, the thoughts that you've had, and manifest them. When others say they don't deal in manifestation, I connect manifestation and prayer and worship all into thought. Thoughts become words. Words taken to hand upon paper. And I love telling my students that the written word lives longer than its spoken form. Anything spoken can be refuted later on. But when you have it on paper, when you make the decision, let's just pretend for today that someone out here is making the choice to get an LLC. Come on to the altar. Go on to Google. They got their name. They got their address. And they got their money. and they go on and they turn that into something that's written. Well, that difference between what's spoken and what's written is now has been manifested. And by doing an LLC, this is your legacy, and it can be your immortality when you're no longer on this planet. That brand, your seed, continue to collect when it's written. That's the reason why, I mean, personally as a writer, I really push this for our community as I sit back and watch myself thrive. Honey, it's like going into the kitchen and knowing that you prepared something, but when you taste it, everything just has a little something extra and you just want to share this amazingness so that others outside of you can be fulfilled, self-sustained. That is what the definition on a real plain level looks like, to just know that every time source sends, makes a way. After you have worked for others, brothers, I'm talking to you today. As a man, for you to get up and constantly work for another man your whole life, really, dude? It's not attractive. When you look into your bloodline and you don't see it, become it. When you look into your bloodline and see it, emulate it. They say that the highest form of flattery is imitation. So emulate some great design of being like my nephew, who has had a car detailing service as long as I know he's been out of college. And he has never, as a man, when I see this representation of this particular black man in my royal legacy, I have never seen him work for another man. He has set a very simple standard. And you can too. We have another brother in my family. Oh my goodness. Brother of mine. Eldest brother. He's always had a journey that has been a struggle. He's seen behind the prison walls. And he's worked for the prison. He's worked, but he has always, always had an LLC at the same time before I was even able to walk on this planet. It was always a balance in his journey. He always established a standard. And now his youngest in college, same standard. Went to college with an LLC. You see where we're going? You can look inside your family bloodline, brothers, and say, look, Queen Sunny, honey, there is no representation. Well, that is all the more reason for you to level up. That's right. Working for yourself. Oh, my goodness. Seeing the opportunities line up of things that you had written about years ago, brothers, is going to feel so marvelous. Come to the light side. Join Queen Sunny, honey. Join the people who have really taken advantage of being in their purpose-driven life and the limitless blessings and opportunities. This is for those of you who have lined yourself up with people who are doing better than you in certain areas, individuals who are prosperous. See, once you do that and you establish your LLC, that's when you know, oh, you know what? Because I'm a member of this particular organization, my customer base is made easier for me. I have an entire community, a network base, an email funnel already there of people who will support. I want you to get on the LLC and get proactive, guys. And if you've already established your LLC, although it is just the start of back to school right about now, it's important for everyone to get ready for the holiday, the black sales, the advertising, the marketing. Let's get it, because we know the financial forecasts. The mentality of people who are consumers have their money, mind on their money, and their money on their mind ready to spend. When Black Friday comes up, will your store be available? Will your product sale be out there? Will there be an advertisement letting know, hey, it's the Thanksgiving sale coming up. It's the Halloween sale coming up. Oh, it's the Black Friday sale coming up. Oh, it's the countdown to Christmas sale coming up. And here is the New Year's sale. That's right, people. If your business is already up and running and this is your first year in the game, welcome to the Business Olympics. The best way for you to get gold is to know that everyone can go home with gold. That's right. Simply prepare yourself now. It is not going to be enough for you to prepare for Halloween in the month of October. All the work has been done. All the advertisement, because why? It only gets more expensive as the days arrive. That's how marketing works. It's just the same way as back in the day when you listened to the radio, heard a concert was coming in town. They say there would be an early bird special. After that, the price would have jumped up really, really high. That's how it comes down to LLCs and marketing. And for those of you who haven't started, you're like, sis, you just went from starting LLC all the way. Yes, because Queen Sunny Honey will always give you the solutions, but at the same time, keep it real with you. It is not enough to think that you could just put pen on paper, sit back and do nothing with it. It's time to make money, honey. There are so many networks and opportunities. I want to shout out just two that I really, truly love. There is something called cryptocurrency, and I found a Black-owned platform called Guap Coin. Guap Coin. That's right. GUAPCOIN. So I've been watching this Guap Coin and, you know, studying money and my relationship with currency and money. I'm like, cheap. But I wanted to just see where this thing was going because of what everyone knows about Bitcoin. And I've been watching this sister for 3 years. But when I noticed the Middle Easterners and the Indians having their own YouTube videos out here talking about, oh, this Guap Coin is for the people of the diaspora, by the people of the diaspora, let's invest in this. I knew that I was onto something because they had discovered. And one of the secrets that people are just learning about Bitcoin, because it's like, I don't know, this thing ain't real, you know, and then it became really real for us, is that when you initially invest in things in early on and you're following your first instinct, it's the cheapest rate. Later on, if you wait too late, the Indians and the Middle Easterners know they can buy it all up now, so that by the time people of color really figure out that this sister is not a scam, this Guap Coin is as real as Bitcoin was, is, and ever shall be, that when blacks begin to invest in it, they won't be buying from blacks. They might be buying from India, buying from the Middle East. So on August 2nd, I initially invested. And I'm here to tell you, on this Freedom Friday, I have exceeded getting my return on investment, all of my money back. I'm so happy. I remember earlier this week when it's like a dollar short of return on my investment. I was just, oh my gosh. You know, roughly, you know, within over a month, is still perfect from August to this point. So get out there and do the research. There's not just the LLC that I have, but to know that the prosperity, I took what I made from one thing and sewed it into another and watched it grow. Visually, for people who need a visual representation, because they're like, girl, I don't know about no cryptocurrency. It's like when your mom would take a piece of a plant and break it off because your auntie says she wants one. And then you go over to your auntie's house and you see how that which came from mom, so which came from Bitcoin, all currencies come from Bitcoin, that little piece that you pull over and you put in a pot and you set it in the window, you know it's a part of a source. And then you come back and it's grown all up the walls and it's so gorgeous and beautiful. And people who see it think it's all you and source. So that's what I did. I took a piece of one investment, sowed the seed in another. And the sister who designed Guap Coin, has also designed our own Facebook. Make sure you get the app for both of them. They're in the Apple Store. That's Guap Coin. That's right, Guap Coin, G-U-A-P Coin. And she has, her Facebook is called New. That's right. Y'all got that new? Go over to the Apple Store. It's spelled N-U. One thing I really love about this app, man, you can add your own personalized podcast. That's right. So with Facebook, yeah, people do add theirs, but it's not a feature actually on it. You have all of the groups. You have all of the settings that you're pretty much used to with Facebook. But this is also a platform where brothers and sisters are about their money. Beautiful, beautiful people. Beautiful sense of network. Get you some. Get you, just download all that other stuff on your phone. Make sure it's of value. But this new has really been something good for me. And I have, you know, I just realized I did a review for them. So love and shout out to the people from Guap Coin, Travania, and New. Get you some. Well, brothers, before I leave you, I just want to remind you, my prayers for each and every one of you brothers and sisters out there is that your children, pretend I'm Auntie Queen Sunny Honey moment, your children are going to grow up. And I pray somebody ask them babies, where your mama work? For some, my mother has a business. My father has a business. They work for the family business. That's right. I pray that your children know what that shift is and how you have put value into what you do. And what I pray your kids know that what you do every day is something that you love, that you enjoy. I pray that your kids' normality is not what I grew up seeing, just the worst. But really, I hope is what I grew up seeing is the balance of the potential and the best. See? We have all had a story of controversy, adversity, but we are all worthy. We can all bring our skills, and our skill set will always be of value when we appreciate what we have to contribute to the world. If you've gotten not much out of this and say, I'm not ready for the business, or I don't know what I want to do, look at your skill set. Look into the mirror. Ask your creator to show you a glimpse of what the creator has created. Know that you have something called a solution, and this world is filled with problems, baby. You don't have to have every solution for everything. If your one solution is how to get something out of something, help somebody change something. Something that's hard for me is easy for you. It's time to put your name on it. That's right. This is the time in the show that it's almost like an altar call. You know, tomorrow isn't promised. But whatever we decide to do with the resources that we have, if you are given the stimulus check, I just want you to know that I saw a whole other chick from a whole other culture lose her job, take her stimulus, and turn that stimulus check into over $20,000 in 30 days because she just got an LLC and did something that would sustain her. Make sure you know you got support. I'm here for you, Queen Sunny Honey. You got support all around you. Make a mind map. Run with it. Show the world. And I am in search of someone for this LLC grant. I'm looking for a black male. If you're a teen, if you're a black male who just not financially you don't have it, I want you to reach out to the Queen Sunny Honey Show. Inbox me, email me, DM me. I would love for you to get the opportunity to begin your LLC. Yes. So for October, we're going to announce, yes, the people of Patreon will be voting for our black male teen or brother Until then, this is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. Limitless blessings to you and yours. Dubai bye, boo.